episode 2807, Always Watching You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, it's Friday, and I hope you're ready for an extraordinary weekend. But before we get to there, you know we got to get through Friday. And yes, part of that is owning that we are parents. Ugh. Yes, we wear the badge of honor, a shift that is 24/7, 365, and we never get a break. But guess what? It's very rewarding, right? Confessions of an Upset Mama, always watching you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Robert Fulghum, author of All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, by the way, I love that book, said, "Don't worry that children never listen to you. Worry that they are always watching you." You know, many parents think that it's all about the words. There are power in the words, right? We know that. But there is something that hits to the core faster, and that's your actions. What you do matters. It reminds me of Monster Inc. Yes, let's go back into time. I'm watching you, Wazowski, always watching. Our children do just that, right? They are always watching. Their eyes are on us. You know, my grandson, he loves to hang out with grandma. I mean, who would not? I mean, come on, is me. But when he was about, 15 to 16 months old, drinking his bottle was an on-demand service. He wanted to do it his way. But there was one day out of the blue that he really wasn't interested in drinking and he really needed to drink. We wanted to make sure he was getting good fluid. So what did this grandma do? Well, we made it a game. So I picked up my water bottle and I said, "Cheers," clicking his bottle to mine. Then I took a drink with the at the end. He looked at me and giggled and went about playing. That was it. I was like, oh, okay. But no longer than a few minutes later, he comes over to grandma. He picks up his bottle off the table and comes over to me and says, "Cheers." We both take a drink with the echoing throughout the house. Always watching you. They always watch and they are so quick to learn. And we sit here and we're like, oh yeah, they're not paying attention. Oh, you better believe they are paying attention to every single thing we do. How we respond to people out in public. How we treat our partners, our spouses, right? Our parents, right? My mom is in town. Woohoo, hey mom. And one thing I know they do is they watch my interaction with my mother. What do you think that's doing? That's training them as to how they interact with me. Now, are they really sitting down thinking, my mom's acting like this to her mom, so maybe I should be acting like that to my mom? They're not thinking that, but they are watchful of it. And the more I repeat the actions that I want to see from them, the greater the reward will be for me as a parent. Always watching you, Wazowski. Always watching. So set the precedent. Do what you teach. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do what you teach. Has your week gotten in the way of doing what you know you need to do? For most of us, this is so true. I don't know about you, but my to-do list has only grown this week. I was sitting here going through my calendar yesterday, and I was like, oh my goodness, mom, I know I've got to be missing something. And literally, my calendar was changing by the hour. It was like, whoop, stroke of a new hour, whoop, new pin mark. It was just one thing after another. And I was like, I can't keep up. So much to do without the energy to do what matters because we're doing everything else. We're so busy. And some of the stuff that we do matters. I mean, come on, right now I'm in the midst of having brand new gutters put on my house. It needs to have it. If I want to protect my home, I've got to have good, solid gutters. And these gutters, it wasn't that they were bad, but they'd been hit a few times and people, you know, for the previous owners really didn't take care of them the way they needed to be taken care of, in my opinion. So I was going to have them repaired, and then big decision, I just said, no, we're doing all new gutters. And so that's what we've done. Well, it's been a process, but that process from 1 day ended up to 3 days, now is going into 8 days. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, I did not plan for this. Like, I have a lot of other things I need to do, but I need to be here to make sure these are done right. Right? We just don't have a lot of energy to do what matters. So instead of focusing on the knots, focus on the gots. You got this. Do what you teach. So what does that look like in the G-O-T world? Number one, ground. Ground the values that build the foundation. This is so important. Think about manners, kindness, family traditions, and family beliefs. What are you trying to teach your children? What do you want them to do? You are the first line of defense for your child. I have to go and really tell you, and it reminds me this whole thing of teaching my children to drive. I want them to have their mama, yeah, me, because I trained them, not dad, mama did. I want them to have me on their shoulder. And so when something's happening, they hear me say, center up. Oh, no, no, wait, what am I supposed to do? I see a yellow light. Okay, I could run it like everybody else, but you know what? I'm going to slow down. Safety first. I don't need to rush. Oh, wait, I know when I take this road, it's kind of crazy. I watch the traffic patterns. I use these key words in my training for them when I teach them how to drive and how I've taught all five of them to drive. And by the way, they are all completely fully licensed. And yes, they really make my insurance expensive because having five kids on insurance is a lot of money, but that's another episode. So I was making sure always when I would teach them that I would ground the values of what? The safety on the road. Where does the priority lie? What is your responsibility as a driver? And don't take it lightly, children, because you have a major responsibility. You don't get behind the wheel just for a joyride. That's not what a vehicle is for. You have a vehicle for a purpose. You use it for its purpose and for nothing else. Okay, yeah, so call me a little bit crazy when it comes to driving, but if you don't ground the values that build the foundation for your child, who will? No one will. You've got to be on top of it, and you've got to repeat it over and over and over again. Why? Because the more they see it, the more they'll do it. So if you are using four-letter words that you don't like, and you're telling them, you shouldn't be speaking that way, then why are you? I'm just calling it like it is. Most of us sit here and say, oh, I can't believe my child did that or is doing that. Go back. When was the last time you did that? Or are you still doing it? Ground the values that build the foundation. Number two, obey your own rules. You must mirror the rules you set. You have to be the best reflection of what your child imitates. Go back to Cheers, right? My grandson comes running over with his bottle, and now it's the cutest thing ever. He'll come over and it doesn't matter what it is. It's a sippy cup. It could be his bottle. It could be his, you know, water bottle. It could be, oh my goodness, his juice box. And he'll come over and he'll look at me and go, cheers. And he'll reach up to me and then we'll have to, I'll have to quickly grab my drink. And I go up to him and we go, cheers. And he smiles real big and we have to take a drink and we drink. And then we go, ah. And yes, you got to have the ah there. And he makes sure it's heard. And then we celebrate. Yes, we drank and we drank together. It's important that we follow through. And a lot of us want to teach, but we don't want to follow through. You got to obey your own rules, Mom. You got to obey your own rules, Dad. You can't set them and not expect to follow them. That's just wrong. Now, if you tell your kids that they have a curfew and they're supposed to be in bed by 10 o'clock every night, okay, I'm not saying you have to be in bed by 10 o'clock every night, but you need to make sure that they understand, well, you know, I'm the parent, and when you become the parent, then you can stay up as late as you want. Now, with our children, we had early curfews or early bedtime. Okay, when they got older, they got curfews, but really, we didn't even have to worry about that. We knew where they were. Curfews weren't a problem for us. We wanted to know where they were, when they were coming back. what they were doing and where they were going. If we had all those questions and we knew where they were coming home, or if I had to go pick them up or whatever, which was fine, I didn't mind at all, then we didn't have to sit there and question. It was already defined. Don't leave question marks for your children to fill in the blank. That's why you have values. That's why you have rules. So then it leads me to number three, T, train for life. What you do is who you become. You are a reflection of your actions. Your actions are your choices. And when you're training for life and you repeat this over and over and over again, what do you think your child is picking up on? Exactly what you do. You don't have to be in the gym to train for life. You train for life literally with everything you do, every decision that you make, every action that you take. You train for life. And so you get to decide. You get to say, you know what? I want to choose wisely. I want to be what I'm teaching. So follow through with what you want to see. That's where your child will be. The actions of choice lead you to rejoice. Leave the knots because of the gods. Do what you teach. So what do you want to teach your child? Where are you in that season of life? What stage are they in? My kids, they're all older, but let me tell you, I have got a lot of teaching still left to do. I've got a lot of grooming, and I can't stop. My attitude towards people, even if I'm tired and cranky, there's no reason for me to take that out on somebody else. I can choose to handle things differently. I can also choose that when I make a mistake, I own it and I apologize. Because it doesn't always have to be my way or the highway. We've got to teach our children how to show up in the world so they can impact the world. And if we're not doing that, parents, yeah, mom, we got to start thinking about why we're doing what we're doing. You signed up for the shift 24/7, 365 for the rest of your life when you became mom. So what do you want to teach your child? You can think of it like a theme or be specific to an action. But think about it. You know, for my grandbaby at the time with Cheers, it was, we need you to drink. We don't want you to get dehydrated. So we made it a game. And he loves doing it with grandma. Now he does it with everybody. But yeah, he did it with grandma first, so that was fun. But we kept doing it. And now it helps him enjoy drinking his, whether it's his milk, his juice, whatever he needs to make sure we keep him hydrated. Always. So what is it for you? But remember this, whatever you choose, be willing not to lose. You got to put in the work. You got this. Your child's life, your child's being depends on you and what you do. What you teach comes from what you do. Are your actions reflecting what you want to see in your child? Seriously, think about that. And if you have younger kids, oh, I'm telling you, go back to my grandbaby. He's not a grandbaby much longer. He's going to be a toddler. He's turning the big O2 very soon. And it's going to be an awesome celebration. But guess what? It's a bigger responsibility for grandma, a bigger responsibility for mom and dad, for papa, for Gigi, and for all of his aunts and uncles, for his nana and his beepaw. All of them are investing into his life, his stage of life, so he can grow. We have to do that with our children. And yes, it's a battle every day. But you know what? I know you can do it. You got this, right? Ground, obey, and train. Master today to impact tomorrow. Be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.